John, we're heading towards the end of 2012, and it's been a very significant year for the initiative in more ways than one. Would you care to share some of the journey?
Yes, it has. It's been fascinating. I think it actually is all the prospect of becoming even more fascinating. And it centres really on the work that some of you guys have been doing in drawing my attention to the fact that we've moved into an information age and that there are more ways of communicating than giving lectures, there are more ways of communicating than writing documents. And one of the things, of course you're aware, but people listening to this may not be aware, is that over the last couple of months you and others have encouraged me to go through our most massive archive of material developed over more than 25 years and sort it out into material which helps to tell a story. And the story was a fascinating one, but it's also a very frustrating story. One of the first documents that we produced 27 years ago, when we were then known as Education 2000, we produced a promotional document. I just want to read the first two sentences. It simply said, and this was 1985, "Our education system has a long, proud history. British scholarship is renowned the world over, but increasingly we realise this is not sufficient. For far too many young people, education has been a passive act. They've been subject to but uninvolved in the process." And then it concludes, "The essential challenge facing education today is to ensure that youngsters become active learners, involved and committed to tasks they understand, taking ever-increasing responsibility of their own learning." That was 27 years ago. And quite honestly, I could stand up in front of a school assembly, I could be addressing a major conference, whatever, and I could almost use exactly those words, because we have not moved the system forward. And one of the things that this year has taught me has been actually how much enormously good effort has gone into this by vast numbers of people, but the system continues to frustrate us. And why? Because actually it is very difficult to change the minds of the general public. Now, last week I was talking about the fact that I had addressed the CBI annual conference back in 1987, and I was really frustrated that this year's conference was addressing exactly the same thing. Now, the challenge that you guys set me of trying to sort out all this massive stuff in our archives led me to discover that deep in a drawer we still had a videotape of a very special promotional document made for us in 1987 following the CBI conference by none other than Nigel Hawthorne, the Yes Prime Minister man. And this animation, so not animation, this video, is about a 5-minute piece of he and another senior person who was associated with us taking on the challenge of this business, if you've got to become essential learners for a lifetime, and doing it as a passage, as a 5-minute piece out of a Yes Prime Minister. And we've now been able to digitise this. This is now up on the website. And hundreds of you are going to look at this in the next few hours, minutes, whatever, and guess, God, how fantastic. Because what you were talking about then is absolutely the same issue that we've got today. And although I find that fascinating, I find it totally frustrating. Mm-hmm. And I think my frustration centres on the fact that we are, as a nation, not particularly well educated. We've suffered over the years from being overtaught and told to follow the instruction of a teacher, and you get good marks if you do as you're told. And I think, by and large, as a society, we expect to be told things. We don't know how to react when somebody says, "Think about these fresh ideas." Now, we've tried breaking out of this year, and the animations have done very well, because people listen to short globules like that, and they remember lines like, "Adolescence is an opportunity, not a problem," or "Born to learn," or the rest of it. But we've got to get better than that. We've got to get to the stage where people can follow a joined-up argument. And that's why I would encourage people who are getting close to the initiative to realise that it's not just the single slogans of "Born to Learn," learning organisation, whatever it is. It's actually how do you join those pieces together? Mm-hmm. And talking to you, because you've just become a school governor, you're going to have to learn to do this in the way that people are not very good, because somehow or other we divide the world into self-contained bits, and the secret lies not in the bits but the connections between them. So whether it's Yes Prime Minister or you as a governor of a school, you've got to get much better in seeing what the big picture is all about.
So, in summary then, John, in 2012, the initiative has come quite a long way. We've built some new websites, but you're also saying that we generally haven't come a long way because we're still talking about the same things we were talking about in 1987.
Yeah, that's very much the case. So the two sides of this coin. In the long term, we really haven't got very far at all. In the shorter term, as far as the initiative is concerned, we're developing a much better way of talking about this. We're networked far more broadly than we ever were before, and of course all the interest now in Canada, well, we in the British Columbia part, British Columbia and what we're doing, that's all fine, but my gosh, 2013 has a hell of a task to take on, and we can't stop. We're only just starting on the big tissue.